Oh, cái nước tôi đi.
And welcome back to the podcast, everything you never needed to know about movies, music, and theater. I am your host, Matt. And if you couldn't hear from our intro when we were supposed to be
Ah,
silencio
yeah, good
before,
bro.
right? I have a old friend of the podcast back on the show. It's Mr. Andrew Quinney. Quinney, welcome back to the
Hey, how's
show.
it going?
It's going well. So this is going to be our post-Oscar discussion. So
Yes.
it's been what, a week since
Yeah.
Oscars? Yeah. So it's been a week since Oscars, and we have been meaning to talk about it. And it just so happened that Quinny was going to be over the house. So we're actually recording this in person live for y'all. So we're just going to ch talk and
Yeah,
deal with
absolutely.
it. I mean, first things first, Oppenheimer pulling up the win for Best Picture, which is crazy if you honestly think about it, because I feel like it was, I have the list right here, Quinn. But I feel like it was Barbie for the longest time that they
Did
were
you think
gonna.
it was Barbie?
I really thought we were gonna go Barbie. If not, maybe Poor Things, that they were gonna
Yeah,
do
Poor Things. I was thinking
the
Poor
weird
Things. The
choice.
weirder the weirder choice, the better. But yeah. But you know what, though, also too, there were other like historical movies like American Fiction,
That's true.
True Ones, what other ones were? I think there's another one
Or
that.
the well, the other one I was thinking about was the Zone of Interest, but I really assumed.
That was a great
But I
movie,
really
by the way.
assumed that was going to be
International.
international. That
And it
was
did win.
it was like that Life is Beautiful
Yes.
situation
Yeah.
that it was going to win that and that was all it was going to do. So I was very impressed by that. But Oppenheimer pulling the win, Christopher Nolan winning for Best Director for the
Yes.
first time,
Yes.
quite
My God,
amazing. Yeah,
so happy.
and I know there's some controversy because I do agree that if you were to, I mean, the hard thing with this th these categories now is that you get 10 Best Picture,
And then you have five
and
directors.
you only got a place for five directors. So
Right.
there's always going to be someone who gets screwed, or what have
Greta.
you.
Greta.
Exactly. So
Yeah, Greta should have been nominated for Barbie because what an amazing job that she did with that movie.
what was interesting to me is these were the things I was hearing that it you should have replaced Martin Scorsese with Greta Gerwig. I
Right.
don't know how true that is in terms of the conjecture, but I think the Scorsese in that category might have been like just a sympathy, like, oh, old man kind of
But you
thing.
know what, too? Michael Gondry for Zone got nominated too. Who else besides
Well,
Martin?
so it was Chris Nolan.
Who's Nolan?
It was Justine Trudette
Yeah.
for Anatomy of a Fall, Scorsese, Yorgos, and then Jonathan Glazer for The Zone of Interest. That was the nom your nominations for Best Director.
Right.
I probably would have chosen Nolan going into it. I think Yorgos had a slight advantage, but I think he's a couple movies away
But he had
from winning.
very little influence. If you watch Poor Things, it was very Metropolis, and also Kubrick, the way he was visionary, the way he directed his time.
And we have to remember Kubrick never won for Best Director. He won for Best Screen. No, he
The way
never
it was
won
special effects, the only one for special
for
effects for
special effects.
2001.
That's right. But that was an interesting thing. Cillian Murphy
Didn't
winning for
Murphy?
Best Director. I
Yes, for
actually,
actor, per actor. Yes, he
yeah, for
did.
Best Director. I honestly thought it was going to be Giamatti. I really thought they were going to do
I
Paul.
wish he'd won. I was so happy he got nominated. He got robbed for Sideways. I wish he'd won. I really did. But congrats to Cillian. Bradley Cooper will win an Oscar someday. I don't know what movie, but he'll win.
I don't know if you agree with me, but I feel like Bradley Cooper Maestro was an Oscar bait movie
Yeah,
at the
it kind of
worst
was. I tried
degree.
watch. I fell asleep. I'm sorry. I had best acting. Carey Mulligan did a great job. Best, no, we call it makeup and cinematography, but yeah, it put me to sleep.
prosthetics.
I'm
Yeah.
sorry.
Juan Domingo is close to winning an Oscar. The same with Jeffrey Wright. They are
Right.
two amazing performers,
Yes.
and at some point they will win an Oscar. It's just dependent on what movie they'll end up
Right.
doing for that. And then for Best Picture, for Best Actress,
Actress,
Emma Stone.
I was torn. I really was. I saw Killers of the Flower Moon, liked Lily's performance, but then I saw Poor Things, and she did so, and Emma Stone did so much more than that. She went from playing a little kid. If you know the movie, then she grows into the woman that she becomes, and it's all about her growing up,
I
basically.
mean, basically, Poor Things is basically a Bride of
Like
Frankenstein,
Frankenhooker, Trust, yes, like I
prospect.
said, about Metropolis, if you watch those
Yeah.
old black and white movies.
I will say that I thought it was going to be Lily
Yeah.
Gladstone for a while, and I think that was I think that was the top most shocking
But don't get me
one.
wrong, the other actresses were great.
No.
Sandra Hüller, so great in Anatomy of the Fall
Yeah.
and Zone of Interest. Two different movies
Yeah,
she was in. So
I'm
great.
not saying I'm upset that
Claire Mulligan.
Emma Stone won. I think she
Right.
deserved it.
Right.
I'm saying, me personally, I think that was the biggest upset of the night,
Yeah.
because I think we all were hoping it would be Lily, not just for for the movie and for the performance, but also for representation, for diversity, and what have
Right,
you.
true, yeah.
And giving, she was, I mean, if you put it this way, the first couple of drafts of Killer of the Flower Moons focused on Leo's character, and it wasn't until they switched it to focus on Lily's character that it really came alive.
And he didn't get nominated. Sorry, Leo. He didn't get nominated for Best
Leo's
Actor.
got his Oscar. He's
Right, he's
fine.
got his
He's
Oscar.
yeah.
He's good.
I'm so excited, and so is
Supporting
our close friend
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline is probably
First
so
thing
excited.
I messaged
I did
her,
too. I did too.
and I said, your man won.
Yeah. Robert
Oppenheimer.
Downey
So
Jr.
happy for
for
him to win.
Oppenheimer playing Lewis Strauss. That another one was close in terms of Mark Ruffalo, because I think Mark Ruffalo could have taken it because the character was so different from what he usually plays. It's so he even says that it was a stretch just to play a character who's an out and out asshole.
Yeah,
You know.
right. And Gosling, yeah, you got nominated for supporting actor, but yeah. They kind of like leaned on the plot of Barbie, not nominating Margot Robbie for
They
actress.
really
I'm
didn't. I
sorry,
know. I
they
agree
really
with that.
did.
I don't like Margot Robbie, but I get that whole aspect. De Niro kind of phoned it in my opinion, for the Killers of Flower Moon. The only two that held a candle to Downey was Sterling K. Brown and Ruffalo, but
Right.
Downey's was it was the pinnacle of his career in the sense that he had finally come back. He got over all of his past indiscretions and
I
what
love
have
his
you.
acceptance speech.
Well, he got over all that. Then he built up his reputation again
Right.
playing Iron Man. And what's interesting is, yes, there was some controversy with what we'll talk a little bit about with Jimmy Kimmel, but I do think it is true that he proved the naysayers wrong, because for a long time everyone was like, Downey, great actor, but drug addict. Then they were like, Downey, great actor, but an indie darling. Downey, great actor, but he can only do the big Iron Man stuff. I think now you're like,
He proved it.
Downey, great actor, period.
Yeah.
And he's got the Oscar to prove it. Best Supporting Actress, Divine Joy,
I when I watched the Holdovers, watching, and then she got nominated, I'm like, yep, I knew she was gonna win. She was perfect.
I don't think there was anyone close. I know that a lot of pundits were talking about America Ferrera,
Oh, for Barbie.
but I don't think that she was as close as people think that she was. And I'm sorry, Jodie Foster. She hasn't
You
made a
know,
great
yeah,
movie
I
in
saw
years.
Nina. That was a great movie, and both Annette Bening. When I first that was the first movie, actually the first movie that I saw that was Oscar
Nominated.
nominated,
No.
and I'm like, come on, Annette, please win, because she's been nominated four other times, and she got beat out by Hilary Swank twice, and then by Natalie Portman. So I thought, please, but yeah, and then same with Jodie. I mean.
Yeah, and I really don't think anyone else held a candle. I mean, they could have gone with Emily Blunt, but I think Emily Blunt has done so many other amazing performances. She'll get the Oscar at some point. It's just a matter of when.
Oh, yes. Now we're going into your territory. Screenplays.
I was very excited. I liked what they did with the
I thought
holdovers.
that's what I thought was going to win, but I didn't. Then I watched the Enemy of the Fall. I'm like, yep. I'm like, damn, that's
No,
cool.
but I actually watched it. I can't remember what it was, but it was a YouTube video of Anatomy of the Fall and dissecting the screenplay, and that was fascinating, even just for me as a screenwriter. So looking at that, I can understand why that is. I know there's a little bit of controversy in the fact that Barbie, it's based on a product, but it's not necessarily based on something that existed. There's no history. It's just Barbie with no, like, just Ken or whatever. So,
And I gotta say, May, December, only nomination for screenplay, but it's a great, a great, great performances by Julianne Moore, Charlie, I think his last name, but he was a supporting actor, and then Natalie Portman, great
I
performances.
personally think that this should have been switched. Maestro and Barbie should have been switched because Barbie was an original screenplay based on an original an IP, but Maestro was technically based on a couple of books.
Really?
But he just didn't say, like, oh, it was based on this one book because probably he couldn't get the right. It was based on the life of, but there is a book out there. I can't remember what the name is, but it is a book, about Felicia Bernstein that they did. Anyway, but American Fiction, I think that's amazing just because of the story of the fact that it's about a writer dumbing down to get the public to love him, and then he has to play this game. A beautiful story, I think, of race, way better than anything else that they've tried to do with race with the Oscars recently. I thought they did a really good job with Oppenheimer. The thing with Oppenheimer is if you took all the spectacle away and it was just the story or just the screenplay, it doesn't hold the candle. It has to have everything involved. And I think that's why it didn't win for best screenplay, but it did win for best director because Nolan knew that he had to write a good screenplay, but he also knew that he had to execute in this vision. And the other thing about Oppenheimer, which maybe we'll do an Oppenheimer thing in the future, but the thing I look at it, because I've watched all of his movies, I think you have
I
too.
think Nolan's movies,
Yeah,
yes, of
Nolan's
course.
movies. I feel like everything has led to Oppenheimer because it does the black and white forwards and backwards for Memento. It does the big stars like in Insomnia and the Batman movies. It does the spectacle like the Batman movies and Inception. It does the
And then the
weird
historical part, Dunkirk.
and Dunkirk, and then also you'd be surprised, but it does that really lovely actors you don't expect to be really good, like in Tenet with Robert Pattinson. It was like the first time you really were like, oh, he actually can act. So all the stuff kind of goes in, and so it kind of all melded to this point where you could see this is the pinnacle. And it would be very interesting to see what Nolan does next, to be honest with
I
you.
read he wants to direct a horror movie, which
That would be
go for
crazy.
it.
Well,
I want to see what you can do.
but it's good.
Make a good one.
But you know what it's going to be. It's going to be a horror movie that goes back and forth.
Best.
So you can be scared every moment of
You know it.
everything or whatever.
Please do it. Please do a horror movie for Nolan.
What's interesting also is the animated feature. Usually these animated things go to a
I.
known product like Elementals, which is Disney, or
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man,
That's what
which
people
is
were pulling
Sony.
for
But it
Spider-Man.
went to The Boy and the Heron, which I was very excited about. And I believe it's the first.
Anime?
Well, I was going to say it's the first anime, but it's the first one
No,
for
well,
that particular studio.
since
Or
Spirited
Spirited Away,
Away,
since Spirited Away.
since Spirited Away,
That's right. That's right. And then, yeah, Zone of Interest won for Best International Film.
I'm so happy that did.
Yeah. And then documentaries, you had 20 Days
I can
in Mary.
never, when I do like the guessing games, I have never. I don't watch the documentaries and live action films. I'm sorry, Academy, I don't.
The only time I had money on it, is when the Fred Rogers documentary was
Oh
up
yeah.
for it and it didn't win. I was like,
Or
what?
the Inconvenient Truth or
Yeah.
something.
The last repair
Free
shop.
Solo or something like
Yeah.
that.
Wes Anderson has his first Oscar with The
I
Wonderful
sure.
Story
Out of
of
all the
Henry
movies he's
Sugar.
done, Grand Budapest, everything, he wins for a life an action short.
You know what that tells you? He needs to make shorter movies. No, I'm kidding. I love Wes Anderson.
Oh my God.
And then the animated short, War Is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko.
Yeah.
Great. Original
Score
score.
Oppenheimer, Ludwig's the man. He
Yeah.
has scored. He scored Black Panther, won his first Oscar, and then he did Mandalorian. Such a great composer.
I thought Jerkson Fedrix might have taken it. I knew this was umpteenth nomination for John Williams. It was more of a prestigious nomination. It wasn't for the beauty of it, even though it's like the last Indiana Jones movie, thank God. Best song. This is the only one that I was upset about. I thought the Fire Inside from Flaming Hot, music in there by Diane Warren, was the best song. I didn't care for the Ken song. I will admit, I have not seen Barbie. It's one of those movies that I'm waiting. I'm actually,
It's
I really don't want to
a
see it.
trip. I
I
can tell
know,
you that much. It's
but I
a
really don't want to see it, to be honest with you. I
really.
really don't want to see it. It's not because I have any problem with the subject matter and all that. I just
But I'm
don't
so
like
happy. But
Barbie.
Billie Eilish, second Oscar, she has.
But if you think about it this way, Diane Warren has had 8 Oscar nominations
Has
and
one.
never won,
Right.
and never won. I think this should have been her night, but that's a conversation for a different time.
Right.
Best sound.
Best sound zone. I was so fucking happy. Oh, sorry. I was so happy because that
No,
movie
you
was
can
based.
put on this.
I can. Thank you.
You can.
That movie was based on sound. So if
Yeah.
you watch the movie, scary sound.
Well,
Like scary because if you know what the movie is about,
yeah.
it's about this Nazi family living near Auschwitz, near the concentration
It's
camps,
like
and you hear the
yeah.
sounds of what's happening, and
Well,
it's not fun.
unfortunately, it's like any, not unfortunately, it's like if musical, like back in the golden age of musicals always won. There was a sound designer who worked on The Exorcist who said, I was nominated twice before for sound. We won, some musical won. Next year is nominated again. Musical won again. I was nominated the third time for The Exorcist and we won. And the only reason was because there was no musicals that year. I feel like it's the same with World War II films. Saving Private Ryan won for best
It
sound.
did.
Dunkirk won for best
Yes, it did.
sound.
Yeah, it did.
This one for best sound. I bet you anything. I have to look it up, but I bet anything The Darkest Hour probably won the best sound
I think
too.
it did. Well, along with Gary Oldman's
Yeah,
win for
Oscar.
actor, I
Yeah,
think it won for sound. Yeah, it did.
production design, Poor Things. That is
It was
absolutely
beautiful to look
it
at,
was
let me tell you.
beautiful to look at, and it was so detailed. And I watched one of the behind the scenes before the Oscars, and I absolutely was like, this is absolutely perfect. Cinematography, I mean,
Cinematography, Oppenheimer, yeah.
the only thing I have to say about the fact that Oppenheimer won is how much do you think Chris Nolan's original DP, I can't think of his name, but he left to make feature films, that terrible Transcendence or whatever movie or whatever.
Oh no.
How much do you think he's so pissed off that he stopped working with Nolan and now this guy wins an Oscar for
Yeah, I would be pissed
I would
too.
be pissed too. Like it'd be the time that you stop working for me and I finally get a show nominated for a Dash and you would have gotten the
I would have
Dash
got,
show.
yeah,
You
exactly. That's
would
exactly what how it would be.
and you'd be like, ah,
Yeah.
makeup is the same thing with Poor
Makeup.
Things. Absolutely perfect. There was some controversy with Golda because in Golda, Helen Mirren was cast to play Golda Meir. Helen Mirren is British and not at all Jewish, so there's a little bit of
There's
controversy with
controversy.
that. Costumes for Poor Things absolutely earned. Film editing, people don't understand how hard it is to edit films that haven't done it before, even just like commercials and things like that. The fact that half of Nolan's movies are editing, it makes perfect sense. Obviously, Anatomy of the Fall.
I hope there's a person that editing for Tenet because holy crap, that was insane.
Let's see.
Any other
Let's
one?
find out. Let's find out. This is Oppenheimer. She did do
She
Tenet.
did do Tenet. Oh, good for you.
And right before that, she did The Marriage Story, which is quite interesting. Now, the big story we have to talk about is
Yes.
best visual effects, that Godzilla
Oh
and
my
Minus
God.
One.
Finally, a Godzilla movie has won a visual effects
It was crazy if you
over,
think about
like,
it.
if you think about it. It really had it only had Guardians, I think, It's Mission
creator, the
Impossible.
creator to a certain extent.
Creator, I'm saying that.
But Guardians, because Guardians for the most part was all visual
But we
effects.
live in a world where Godzilla, a Godzilla movie, has one
Well,
visual effect.
and you also have to talk about the fact that the movie had half the budget of all these movies
Yes, it
probably
did.
put together.
Yeah.
You know, if you take a look at, I mean, well, maybe not the creator, but Guardians, Disney, Mission Impossible, Paramount, Napoleon, Ridley Scott always gets huge budget. I think it's 27. Well, not 20. I'm not sure which studio did that, but the fact that it won on its meager budget is quite amazing to say the least. So the other thing I wanted to talk about while we have you here is also to
Yes.
talk about the fact that there were a couple little controversial moments in
Did you
there.
watch the Oscars?
I did watch the Oscars. I did. I did not like Jimmy Kimmel this time. I thought he did a terrible job.
Oh, he I bring back Billy Crystal. I this is my message to the Academy. If they ever hear this podcast, bring back Billy.
No, you know who
Oh, a good host.
yeah, a good host. It doesn't matter who it is, but I feel like Jimmy Kimmel was just pattering to people. He had inane jokes and he
No.
spent, 5 minutes on Downey's past sobriety. Like, get over it. It's
Yeah.
fine.
Oh, yeah.
So, and clearly Downey was uncomfortable with it. So why would you keep going on that? I didn't like the bit with John Cena. It seemed like a weird
Oh, that was awful.
kind
Him
of
coming out
bit. Yeah.
naked. I loved. This was my favorite.
Go ahead. What was your
I
favorite?
loved it. Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger is coming right out. They
But
reunited them.
no, they reunited them from Twins
The twins.
but they commented on Michael Keaton and
Yes.
Batman.
The audience.
Yeah.
We both tried to kill Batman.
Yeah.
We told both. It's a bad impression. But oh my
I
God.
just think it's
We
hysterical.
killed Mr. Freeze.
I just think it's
It was
hysterical
great.
that they brought Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, two of the conceivably one of the greatest, some of the greatest villains
Yes.
from two of the most divisive movies in the Batman canon, with Batman Returns, which now thankfully is getting its due. It's getting more into the zeitgeist
It's
that
a
people are
Christmas movie,
like,
by the way, if
yeah.
anyone wants to argue with me with that.
I mean,
And Batman
all of
Robin.
Tim Burton's movies are Christmas
Christmas.
movies.
Oh my God, definitely. You're right.
But then you have Arnold Schwarzenegger, conceivably in the worst Batman movie ever made in the history of ever. But the fact that Arnold Schwarzenegger actually never fought Michael Keaton is equally
It was funny. That was funny.
like if George Clooney was there, he could
That's
have been
good.
like, "Oh, that's your Batman. That's my
Batman.
Batman right
Right.
there." That would have been funny. But I thought it was good. The only other thing I didn't like was In Memoriam. I love In Memoriam because I love to think about who, give a moment to the people who have
Yeah,
passed and
right.
what have you. I couldn't read the screen because they were so far away because whoever was running, who was directing it, was
Yeah.
so focused on the dancers that you couldn't read who's up
Right,
there. And I have bad, I had bad eyesight anyway, so you couldn't see the people, so you couldn't read the things. So
yeah. It did Matthew Perry, it did but Matthew Perry got knowledge and some other great people got it.
yeah, but the one other thing we can talk about also is the fact that Angela Bassett, Carol Lytton, and Mel Brooks all get honorary Oscars
But we
for
have
their
to,
achievement.
they didn't show it. They
No,
have,
they didn't.
you
No,
have to go online to show to see the
which is
award.
so crazy. Oh yeah, so here's a list of In Memoriam, just
Oh, there you
really
go.
quickly. Michael Gammon, Norman Jewison, Harry Belafonte, wonderful,
Oh yeah,
wonderful
Alan
singer,
Arkin,
Alan Arkin,
Vince Vaughn,
Bo
Paul
Goldman,
Wilkinson. Yeah, he's my
yeah,
guy.
Norman Reynolds,
Paul
Julian
Wilkinson.
Sands, wonderful,
Yes.
wonderful, wonderful actor, Cheetah Rivera, Andre Brower. Watch Glory. If no one has watched Glory, it was his first thing. Don't watch like watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's
Oh yeah,
hilarious.
that was
But if
amazing.
you want to see him at the very first part of his career, watch the movie Glory. He is brilliant in
Oh,
that movie.
absolutely.
Tom Wilkinson, like you said, Glynis John, Paul Rubens, Piper Laurie, Ryan O'Neal, which I still love the fact that he's got that bad acting of like, oh God, oh man, oh
No,
God.
God,
Yeah.
no.
Robbie Robertson, who had an Oscar nomination that night. I'm not saying all the ones because there's some I don't honestly know, but they obviously deserve to be heard. Arthur Schmidt, who was Wait,
Zemeckis.
Zemeckis, who was Zemeckis's editor
Oh,
for a
yes.
long
Oh,
time.
yeah.
Billy Friedkin, Carl Weathers,
Oh, Carl Weathers. Yep. And Glenda Jackson.
Glenda Jackson,
And
Tina
Tina
Turner.
Turner was the
Oh,
last one.
I forgot Tina Turner had passed.
Yep,
I
she did.
totally forgot. And then yeah, you said Matthew Perry and Richard Lewis, who had just died not too long ago before they even before the thing even happened. So and then they also had some more that also appeared afterwards. So like Peter Werner, Cyphus Jones, Norman Lear, Michael Lehner, Tom Smothers, Suzanne Summers. If you
Yes.
forget that that she passed, David McCullough, not David McCullough, what'd I say? David McCollum, yeah.
Okay. And yeah, you're fine.
Norman Steinberg, who wrote Blazing Saddles,
Oh, yeah.
Frances Steenhagen, Ray Stevenson, Sinead O'Connor. I forgot.
You know what they did was they put the rest of the names like that in little and you couldn't see
You
them.
couldn't read
You couldn't
anything.
read it.
Treat Williams, of course, and of course we have Burt
Oh, Treat
Young.
Williams.
Burt
Oh,
Young
Burt Young.
from Rocky, one of
Yep.
the greatest performances ever as Polly in those
Yes.
multiple
Molly.
movies and all that. But yeah, Oscars, it wasn't the best.
Is it ever?
In total, I mean, sometimes it is. Sometimes
Yeah.
you rewatch the Oscars and enjoy it. I know the Titanic year was actually pretty good. But I mean, the Oscars are becoming so like populism and all that. It's not about what is the best movie. It's always about what is the most popular
Right.
movie.
Political.
But you do enjoy seeing your favorite actors
Of course.
getting awards, like when Brendan Fraser won
Oh,
and
my gosh,
Ke-Huy
definitely.
Quan won. You enjoy
Those are
those kind of
great.
things. Those were amazing. And the fact that they had all of those guys back this year to present the awards, Ke-Huy Quan gave it to Downey and
Yeah,
was
I
it?
love it. I love it when they bring out the actresses
Yeah.
supporting, like it was
Yeah.
Sally Field, Charlize Theron was another one,
Yeah, they
and
had the list of presenters. Let's see really quickly. Yeah, so they had Jamie Lee Curtis, Regina King, Rita Moreno, Lupita Nyong'o, and Mary Steenburgen presenting Best Supporting Actress. They had Mahershala Ali, Ke-Huy Quan, Tim Robbins, Sam Rockwell, and Christoph Waltz
Do supporting actor.
for Supporting Actor. Then they had for Best Actor, they had Nick Cage,
Cage.
Brendan Fraser,
Ben.
Ben Kingsley, Matthew
And
McConaughey,
Forrest
and
Whitaker.
Forest Whitaker, which was very funny because a friend of mine, I'm not going to say their name, but it's a mutual friend of ours
Yes.
even, was texting me and said, "What did Nick Cage win for?" And I said, "Leaving Las Vegas." How do you know? And
Vegas.
she's like, and they're like, I've never seen it.
Yep, Leave Las Vegas. Forrest Whitaker with
Yeah.
Last King of Scotland.
Spielberg presented
Spielberg
Best
presented
Director, and
director.
then Sally Field, Jessica Lange, Jennifer Lawrence, Charlize Theron, and
Michelle
Michelle
Yeoh.
Yeoh were there for
Actress.
Best Actress. The other weird thing was Al Pacino, because I know there was a little bit of controversy with that. I guess he was told by the Academy not to name all
Yeah, I came out
the
and didn't name
things or
them.
whatever. And I was just like, are you getting senile, my poor dude? It didn't look good. It,
No,
it, he
it
he
didn't.
looked a little confused, a
It
little
did.
not
Yeah, he did.
sure what was going on, but
It looked like we were gonna have another
Warren Beatty, Warren
Warren
Beatty,
Beatty screw up, but
which was funny.
yeah.
Not to get off tangent, but first of all, the Oscars was an hour earlier than it usually is,
Right.
and what was also interesting is that my wife actually also watched it with me. And what was interesting was that because she doesn't watch, she'll watch it sometimes if I want to watch it, but it's not her cup of tea. She doesn't watch award shows like I do. But she was like, she didn't know about the Moonlight situation. And she said out loud, "Oh, hopefully he doesn't read the wrong winner." And I said, "Oh, you mean like the last time?" And she says, "That's never happened before." I said, "Are you kidding me?"
Yes.
And
Oh.
I showed her the thing, and she said, "Oh," and she couldn't believe it, that that had actually happened, that they called La La Land and it was actually Moonlight.
Well, the times had changed, and I was like 30, 40 minutes late
I was too.
going into it
I
because
was
I
too.
missed the supporting actors
I didn't
read
know.
because I'm like, and my brother's like, didn't the awards already start? I'm like, yep, they did.
Yeah.
I'll come back. I'm gonna go watch it.
Yeah, that's it. The same thing happened to me. I was coming back from somewhere And I was thinking, oh, I had plenty of time to get there. And I was like, oh, I'll start at the beginning when, 8 o'clock. And then I found out that it started at 7. I was like, I missed the whole freaking hour. That's
I
ridiculous.
remember it's like 40 minutes.
Yeah. So, but that's the Oscars. Nothing, like I said, a lot of it was kind of predictable. Like I said, there were a couple little ones that were
Surprises.
little surprises here and there, but for the most part, pretty predictable in terms of what you were
It
expecting.
was entertaining. I mean, I'm just Ken.
That was
Ryan Gosling
fun. Yeah.
was teasing that he wasn't going to sing, but he actually pulled it off, did a great job with that number.
Well,
It
and
was crazy.
I think you have to remember that some actors do not come from theater, do not come from singing constantly. So, like an actor who sings in a movie, sometimes it's just getting them to that great take, and then we're done. Like if Sweeney Todd was nominated for Best Song and Johnny Depp had to get up there and sing, I
They
could
would
only
not.
imagine what he would have
I
done
would
it, but I
not.
could imagine he would have agonized over it.
No.
But then you also have to remember Ryan Gosling got his start on the
Mickey
Mickey
Mouse
Mouse.
Club.
Actually, funny enough, I was just recording the episode of Mass Mouse Fans, so Mickey Mouse Club was where he got his
Right.
start. So you have to imagine that he at least has some kind of
He's come a long
affinity. He's
way.
come a long way. Affinity for singing in public,
Yeah.
you'd think. Well, and also he played piano for
He
La La Land,
he
I'm
learned how to
sure.
play piano
Yeah.
for La La Land and killed it.
Yeah, and he
He
killed it.
killed it.
Absolutely killed it. He didn't kill the movie.
Oh,
It was
you know what I
amazing.
meant, in a good
Yeah.
way.
So that's the Oscars. Very exciting, very interesting all around. So go ahead. Do you have any last thoughts?
No,
Oh.
we got good movies coming out
Yeah.
in the theaters.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice, can't wait for that in September.
I saw the trailer recently and that looked
Oh
so
my God,
amazing.
it's
I
so
was so
good. I cannot
excited.
wait.
The juice is loose.
Yes.
Well,
Yes.
what was great is that they had the lead up to that was so amazing. Like you built on that. So it was almost like Tim Burton remembered how to be Tim Burton.
Right,
And
yes.
like once he saw it wasn't just him saying the juice is loose, but then seeing Winona Ryder's face of like, oh shit,
Yes.
that it sold it. And then that last shot of him just going, yeah,
Yep. You know, at
that's
some point,
all.
it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a good
We
one.
hope it's going to be good, which is really
Hope
funny
so.
because the original Beetlejuice, he was only in for like 20, 30 minutes.
Right.
So it'll be interesting what they do with this one, considering it's Beetlejuice. Do you think he'll be in for an hour
I hope
till it's
so.
doubled?
Yeah,
We'll
right.
see. We'll see. But yeah, we got some good movies coming out. Dune 2 has already gone out. I
Dune
need to
2.
see it. I haven't seen it
Same
yet.
here. I'm
But we
like,
got a handful of new movies coming out that are
yes.
exciting. I'm excited for Deadpool and
Me
Wolverine,
too. Are you horror fans? Another Scream.
Yep, another Scream,
With Neve
which
Campbell.
actually, yeah, with Neve Campbell. I saw the last Scream. It actually was pretty decent. Not great, but it was pretty decent.
For a person who doesn't watch horror movies
I hate
too.
horror movies.
I
I
know you
know,
don't.
I know. So yeah, so all good, all
Yeah.
interesting. So we'll see what happens with all that. But until then, yeah, so just keep listening in. I was doing movie news for a while. I wasn't getting any traction, so I might go back to what I've been doing before, which is top 10 lists and what have you. If I see any new movies, we'll do some re movie reviews. It's a little difficult with the young boy to see movies now, unfortunately, but it's just the lay of the land.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll have some new episodes, new things coming up. Quinny and I, well, Quinny, you just finished on a show. We're about to start another one coming up soon. We got a couple things coming up. Actually, we have a there's going to be a couple of other things coming up as we go along, some things that I haven't actually told you about yet, so we'll see what happens
Keep
with
me in
that.
suspense
Oh
so I
yeah, I
know
always
when
keep
that.
you in suspense. I'll call upon you and be like, all right, be here on this date. But listen to the other episodes of the podcast, check out Mass Mouse Fans, check out the Movie Critics of Web Series, which season 2 will happen. It will be finished, I promise. The same thing with season there will be a season 3. I have started outlining it. I haven't started writing it. So that's another thing I got to do. Keep listening in and have a lovely night. Quinny, say goodbye.
Good night, my friends. Sleep tight.